The hook to any story is conflict, which you'll find out about in a future lesson. But the heart of any story is dialogue. Dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. See, dialogue pumps life into the story and makes it go. But by far, the biggest mistake most speakers make with their stories is they use far too much narration and far too little dialogue. Listen to the difference. Narration sounds like this, "And my wife told me that my dream was not for sale." Dialogue sounds like this. "My wife said, Craig, I don't care how much they try to compensate you, your dream is not for sale." Which one puts you in the scene? Dialogue. It's the difference between me saying, "I told Jake to look out for the truck," or me saying, "Jake, look out for the truck." See, narration is a report. Dialogue is a story. Now, here's a list of ways dialogue is better than narration when it comes to speaking. It puts your audience in the middle of a scene and lets them hear what was said exactly as it was said. It also helps your audience picture your characters better because they can actually hear the way your character said something. It opens up lots of humor possibilities. It makes the most impactful lines really hit home deeply. It sets up the opportunity for wonderful reactions from other characters. As my friend Darren LaCroix says, reactions tell the story. Well, guess what? Characters can't show reactions to narration. They can only show reactions to dialoguing back and forth with each other. So one character says something like, "Craig, you can win the world championship of public speaking." Then I show the visual, shocked look on my face, and then I give the verbal response, "What are you talking about? I just lost the humorous speech contest at the club level." Okay, so reactions tell the story. Next, it promotes vocal variety because you can say the lines just like the characters said them. I have one line in an airport in Chicago where a lady runs up to me and starts reading the bottom of my world championship trophy and says, 1999 world champion of public speaking. Huh, say some things. Okay, now, I couldn't do that in narration, but because it's dialogue, I can say it the way she said it. So if someone yells, "Watch out!" that's the way you give the line. You can't do that in narration. Instead, you'd have to settle for, "And he yelled for us to watch out." Feel the difference? So listen to this quick live example of one of my stories and hear what line makes the greatest impact. You ever gone to a drive-thru restaurant, placed your order, and been misunderstood? Now, I can't mention the name of this restaurant, but its initials are KFNC. So imagine this. You're in my passenger seat. We're driving through the KFC, and I always order three thighs. That's the only part of the chicken I like. So we get up to the intercom, and she says, "Welcome to KFC. May I help you?" I said, "Yes, I would like three thighs." She said, "Small or large?" And before I could even register it, I just blurted out, "Do you have large thighs?" Okay, I'm going to recommend that you never ask anyone that. Welcome back. Believe me, that line would not have worked if I had to say, "And then I asked her if she had large thighs." No. It has to be done in dialogue. Remember this. All the important lines absolutely must be done in dialogue. I've coached speakers who have had relatives in the hospital and they narrate how the doctor came out and told them that their relative would live. Hello. You can't present it that way. That line is too important. It needs to be done in dialogue. It needs to be something like this. "Hey, doc. What do you got?" And the doctor turned to me, took off his glasses, and said, "Mr. Smith, your wife's going to make it. She's going to pull through." Now you tell me which way breathes life into the story. The answer is dialogue, dialogue, dialogue.